Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why should I jump in? Why should you jump in, Dave? It's not our fault. Hey, I'm getting a phone call. Yeah, you know why? I'm getting a phone call. Well, the same number's called me over and over again, by the way. If the same number you don't recognize calls you over and over and over again, I mean, to quote a friend of mine who's talking right now, this could be my big break. Do you answer it, Dave Harrigan? You don't recognize the number. You know the main family members are safe. And this is like the fourth time this number's called me today. Do you answer it?
No, absolutely not. If it was that important and they knew me, they would leave a message or send a text.
That's correct. You are 100% correct. You know when we should be having this conversation? Off air.
Yeah, maybe wait till Monday.
Talk and text more than people know. Quoting another friend of mine. Who should we blame for the fact we are working today? Who should we, the Twins are on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I give you an update on the Hendel's controversy? The ice cream place out here. Because this will kind of document when I say it's on the schedule from the controversy of the ice cream place. It's on the record. So we go to this ice cream place in case you missed it. And Q, Kathleen, and I. And Kathleen and I each get a cone. Although my cone comes out in a bowl.
See?
Like, you know, questioning my licking dexterity. Like you're afraid of your licking dexterity. I can assure you, my licking dexterity is tremendous. And then Quentin doesn't like ice cream. He just doesn't. So we always order a chocolate malt. I heard Kathleen say it not once, but twice. The lady confirms it. Then she comes back with chocolate in a bowl. And in a fairly, we thought, benign way, said, no, we ordered a chocolate malt. She holds up the paper, the scribblings that she's offered up. Listen, I'm looking at my notes today. They're scribblings. And she goes, this is the record.
It's okay. So good. That's such a great line.
This is the record.
How do you argue with that from the ice cream gal?
This is the record. So then.
Reading back the minutes. Goes, hang on.
Yeah, exactly. Parliament, read it back for me, please. And so then she's like, I forget the lady's name. Let's go Dolores. We don't have enough Doloreses out there. Dolores! And so she comes over and says, how can I help you? And then I explain. And we're going to move on with the rest of our lives. We're going to be fine.
Sure you are.
And then I can hear her in the back, the person who screwed up, just pointing at us and complaining. And I finally now I'm going to jump in. Are you still complaining, I said? And she goes, yes. And then she's pointing again. And then I went, do you understand customer service? And apparently a lot of customers Kathleen saw were like nodding in approval. They kind of liked it. Well, we have since tepidly headed back to said ice cream place thinking, oh, God, we might get poisoned. Probably about five times. Guess who hasn't been there once?
Dolores?
The you know what, that it starts with a B. Who, this is the record. How should I feel if that was it? What if that was it? What if that was the end of her? How should I feel?
You shouldn't feel good about it. I would say, you know, Disney World, they call themselves the happiest place on earth. But is there any other place truly happier than an ice cream shop?
No.
Nobody's upset at the ice cream shop.
Well,
everyone
yes,
loves
they
the
are.
Ice cream shop.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, when you show wants- up.
I was off to the side. It was Kathleen and Q.
Yeah, but you stuck your nose right in the middle of it.
Oh, is that a shot at my big nose?
Might be.
Okay, is that a shot at my big nose?
It might be.
It's not small. I got to be. I'd like to take a little bit of the nose and add it to my chin because my chin could be a bit more pronounced. Can I do that? Listen, I'm in like the – I might be in the plastic surgery hotbed right here. Should I just go in there like Saturday, find a plastic surgeon place, give me the works.
Whatever you think needs done, do it.
Yes, whatever, you know, tighten the nose up a little bit, the tummy maybe just a little, do a couple things. Let's go, the works. I'm not taking any glee if she's fired. In fact, I hope she's not. But if she's sanctioned, yeah. If she's sanctioned, I don't remember this episode. Carter texting both of us. James Spader was not happy working the ice cream shop in Seinfeld. Why am I blanking on that?
It's a very vague memory to me, but I don't. Nothing beyond that.
Huh? Okay, so if it would have been you defending the girls, and she's holding up this scribble and say, this is the record, you know, like you said, it's the Constitution or something, you know, and then she's complaining about you and everything. If you go back and it's great. I mean, the ice cream is so good. By the way, ice cream places that are great in town, 651-461-9226. Ice cream places that are great in town. You know what a lot of ice cream places do? The single scoop. It's enormous. Don't you think most places with the single scoop, it's like, wow, is this a lot?
Oh.
Like, what does the double look like?
One of our hot spots is Nelson's. There's in Stillwater and then in St. Paul. And you order the kid size, and you can share that with another adult. I mean, you don't even get to the single scoop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. What
delightful.
What is going on? Right? I mean, it's, for me, Honey Mackey's. I'm a big Honey Mackey's guy out in Plymouth. That's my place. That's where we go a lot. Obviously, Sebastian Joe's is great. But, I mean, do people get the triple? I mean, do they have a triple?
If they've got an army with them.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you go back now. You go back five times and she's not there. How you feeling?
I'm not feeling great about it. How estimate the age of Dolores?
Early 20s.
Okay. So we're talking college kid probably?
Could be.
College age, be. Roughly.
I'll tell you what, she's not a greeter. I mean, she's not a, come on in, how was your day? You know?
Doesn't major in customer service.
No.
I wouldn't feel
good
about
it. Do you understand customer service? I said that I was leaning in the window, by the way. You can see it 1,000%. I know you can.
Yes, I 100%, 1,000% can. I don't think you should feel so good about it. You may have cost a young woman her livelihood.
She was the B word to us, totally. Okay, So she comes back, okay?
Yeah.
And after she's heard us minimum twice, Kathleen thinks it might have been a third time, okay, where we said chocolate malt, and she comes back, and then she holds up the note. This is the record. What do you, Dave Harrigan, you not exactly a shrinking violet, by the way. Let's not make me out to, like, you're willing to say some things also. What would you have said?
I would have asked her name. I would have not just assumed her name was Dolores.
I didn't. I'm just making that up now.
Sure. I would have asked her name and said,
I think I made up that the other person's name was Dolores. I'm trying to think. What's a name for somebody who you think is a B guy? What name comes to mind?
All Doloreses are Bs? Is that what you're saying?
No,
you're
no.
Really helping yourself.
I'm saying, okay, let's be clear. I'm saying Dolores is the supervisor who came over to help, okay? College, early 20s woman who's just a jerk. What name comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Chad, what happens when you make your appointment with a plastic surgeon and find out that Dolores has a new job as the assistant?
He's sharpening the knives on the side.
Oh, my God. Dolores and her note may have quit or been fired. You should feel good about it. This texter saying I should feel good about it. I potentially helped customer service at this place.
Potentially. Or perhaps this young woman is the typically best employee they have there, and her dog died that morning, and she was having a rough day. And you just decided to make it even worse because you couldn't get your order right.
I told her, hey, come at me with the note. This is the record?
Yeah. You know, maybe she was really struggling that day and, had horrible news. Perhaps not even that morning. Maybe it was just 10 minutes before you walked in the door. She just received some awful news. From like I said, her dog died away. Something terrible in her personal life, and you just wouldn't let it go. You wouldn't just say, you know what? I'm going to give you a little grace right now. I realize you're struggling. You know what? I'll pay for this chocolate ice cream, but could we also then add a chocolate malt on?
Okay.
That's what I would have done.
Okay, Mother Teresa. I mean, seriously, one of the most fraudulent lines ever in the history of WCCO radio. Get out of here with that nonsense. Okay, I was done. I was done with after this is the record. I more was amused by that. But then when she's in the back pointing at us and complaining, and it's clear and I can hear it, What should I have done then?
Stop eavesdropping.
Okay. Seriously. Oh, geez, my mother-in-law's name is Dolores, and she's a total jerk. I mean, Dolores is taking side action here when it really wasn't here. More text. Chad, you're a hero. Hopefully she did get fired. Hopefully she learns an important lesson. Some, you know what, are slow learners, also known as Karens. How does the Karen community feel about this whole Karen stuff?
I bet they don't feel good. I know a Karen. She's a delightful person.
Yes, I have many Karens in my life that are delightful. Her name should be Agnes. Brittany. Man, Brittany seems strong, right? I mean, early 20s, just a jerk. Agnes. What's your guess? How many Agneses, how many babies in Minnesota this year, Dave Harrigan, born were named Agnes?
I would bet more this year than 10 years ago. I bet it's one of those names that's making a comeback.
Is there some big Agnes I'm not aware of?
No, but I think people are, it's become hip and fashionable now to take old family names from, grandparents, great-grandparents, and give them to the new babies.
Brittany? Are you with me? Brittany's a very, very strong word. Somebody says, the B word is defined by a woman named Phyllis. I think of Phyllis as an older person. I'm profiling the Phyllis community.
Yeah, I think of Phyllis as a very nice grandma type.
Yeah. I see Phillips, someone born named Phyllis who's already 74.
That could be. Yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, you've got a baby girl. Her name's Phyllis. It's like a A Benjamin Button sort of situation.
Yeah, within a day after being born, they've already got the reading glasses with the gold chain around the neck.
Yeah, I see it. Chad, learn when it's time to speak and time to be quiet. When they're complaining yes. about you and pointing their finger right at you? No. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. 651-461-9226. Okay, we got a few topics here. Let's not lose out on the fact we should not be working today. Little bit of rain. The precious little players can't play in the rain. I mean, my tea time's later in the day. I mean, why not? Who should we blame for the fact we are working today? The players can't step in a puddle? Big Mother Nature? Who should we blame? Where is your go-to ice cream place? And does anybody order a double at an ice cream place? I mean, would be the size of Carter's head if you ordered a double. I don't know how you do that. Do we have Mr. Gladden? Is he set at 12:35?
I am under the impression he is.
That's an interesting response.
You know what? You can never be 100% with Mr. Gladden.
Under the impression? Okay. Vin Weber is with us, 1:35. Your ex-girlfriend, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, more shenanigans today. Yep, motion to vacate, but we're not going to vote on it. We're not going to vote on it, but she's telling Mike Johnson, you're in trouble. Shaletta, am I wrong? And people are asking about Major. Major's on vacation and has still joined us for 90 minutes on Tuesday, and he was great. I thought about reaching out to him today, then I thought, he's on vacation. He's having fun. He's not out here much. And he gave us 90 minutes the other day. Let's pause. I'm already about 8 minutes late for the break. Spectacular clock management by me. How about this? No commercials today. There's no Twins game. Do we have any commercials?
We got a few.
All right. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man. Is this because, did I see he's 93?
Yes, 93 years old, Bill Shatner.
He looks great.
He does.
Right?
He does.
For 93?
Yes.
Looks fantastic. Quickly, people who look great at an older age. Who you got? 651-461-9226. And also, if you're a either gender, most of the time, are you in the look great for your age category if you're dyeing your hair? How often do we say, fill in the blank, looks great, and they have gray hair versus he or she, they look great and they've got still the jet black hair, the brown hair, whatever it might be. Now, Shatner's got, has gray, okay? But who do you have in that cut? I'll give you a couple right here. Louis. Yeah, Louis looks fantastic, okay? Dolly Parton. Somebody says, I look great for being only 33. We might get into the life expectancy conversation today. Man, oh, man, that jars me. On the spelling and the name for the B, you know what, at the ice cream place out here, who apparently now is gone, Ashley. Chad, I know that young woman. Just, you know, you got her fired because of that. She lost her house. Boyfriend left. She had to drop out of college, currently working as a strip joint, addicted to pain pills, and is an alcoholic. Way to go. Wow. Oh, that seems a bit much. Ice cream places. Selma's in Afton. I love Selma's in Afton. Mm. That's not too far from you.
No, I've been there.
Have
a few
you
times.
Headed over to Selma's?
A few times. Yes, it's great.
Isn't it great? Man, I love it. I mentioned because close to me, and they're great. Honey and Mackey's. Two scoops ice cream in Anoka. Licks Unlimited in Excelsior. Is that the name, or did I just fall for the joke there that somebody wanted me to read it? You know? What the heck? Cup and Cone in White Bear Lake. Two scoops in Anoka. Love Creamer in Duluth. We consumed that a couple years ago. That's really good. Milk Jam Creamery. Sebastian Joe's. 50s Grill. I kind of think of 50s. When I hear 50s Grill, don't I think of a malt?
Yeah, I think malt shop. You get the tin with the glass.
Rita Moreno looks incredible at 92. Where do you stand on the gray hair idea I brought up on looking good for your age?
I think just societally wise, it's much easier for men to be the silver fox, right?
100%.
Yes. You let that salt and pepper.
It's fraudulence, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely. I mean, listening to Jordana today, I think her household's right out of the 50s. I mean, no man ever does anything around the house, and she has to do everything. Hello? I mean, that was about 70 years ago. The fraudulence of if a woman wants to have gray hair and how society accepts that, it's insulting, right?
It is, yet we'll also look at a woman with gray hair and say, oh, you look old, you look hideous.
Is that the voice you do too when you see somebody?
I do. No, It's a complete double standard of, you know, a woman needs to, you know, look perfect every time, has to look beautiful. But why would you mess with your gray hair? Why would you do plastic surgery? That's horrible.
It is. It's there are double standards where we're better, including women working and responsibilities around the house. That's a Jordana's place, apparently. Let's go. Come on. Men should not dye their hair from a texture. I've never dyed my hair. It's not a thought process. My hair definitely has grayed up more the last, pretty much since I started working with you, to be honest. If they want to do it, go ahead. It's not my thing. It's just when somebody goes from really gray to all of a sudden they're jet black, you're like, what are we doing here? You know, can we be a little? Can you be a little subtle? Gray hair and looking great. Paul Majors, Major Garrett, Jason DeRosa, aging gracefully. Susanna Hoffs, all good contenders. Let's see. Definitely Jane Fonda. The other day, Rob Lowe turned 60. He's definitely on that list. Okay, let's pause. We're hopeful that the Dazzleman, Dan Gladden, is going to join us. Twins rained out today. That's where we are on the air. We want to talk to Dan about life, ball, and have some fun.
He will be with us.
He will be with us.
Yes.
Excellent. It's 33 past 12 in the home of the Twins, CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.